BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
So, we're here on Grange Farm with the newly discovered kittens. As you can see, they're all still here and doing well, aren't you? As is Mum. She's getting a bit better about us holding them too. Probably because we're feeding her.
Hey, George. What are you doing?
Checking the kittens.
What's to check?
Do you know how many likes the videos have got since we found them?
We found them? You weren't even here. So that's why your shirt's off again, is it? Surely you learnt your lesson.
Tilly's already liked this one, and I literally just posted it.
Right, great. We've got bales to lug and stack, remember? You lug in or stack in?
There you go!
I'm stacking. Thanks, Grandad.
Right. I guess I'm lugging them off the trailer then.
What time you get back to work?
I've got the day off today. Told your Nana I'd look after Martha when she's working in the shop, so I will need to be off in a couple of hours.
What? So you got a day off, and you're here lugging bales, and then stuck babysitting?
Well, hardly stuck, George. come on, put that phone away. We got work to do.
Don't worry, Grandad. You can go. I got this covered.
Yeah, like you had the tedder, huh?
That was not my doing.
George! Here you go. What are you grinning about?
Tilly said she's definitely coming to see the kittens. I said she could have a hold.
Yeah. Like she was definitely coming to see you haymaking.
What's that mean?
That's why you're topless again, isn't it?
No.
Oh, just don't hold your breath.
Here, is that guinea pig still alive, the one Tilly's cousin's bought?
Maybe she's looking for another pet, and she'll bring her cousin today.
Oh, shut it, you.
Yeah. It's all right, Neil. It's the sunburn making him moody.
Oh, George, what did I tell you about working in this weather like that, eh?
Grandad,
you're red as a lobster on your shoulders. You'll be blistering before you know it.
But...
Look, use some sunblock, the strong stuff, and put your shirt back on.
Grandad, I am not a baby, and... My back's too sore for a shirt at the minute.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. No point trying to impress girls if they turn up and see you burned to a crisp.
She's been threatening to show up since we started. Huh? She still hasn't turned up.
Whatever, Ben. You keep lugging, mate, and keep your trap shut.
Oi! Oi, come on now.
I think Tilly's going to that Winkley music festival with the Belshaw lad.
You never said.
You never asked.
How do you know?
Josh said. They're all going, and apparently Molly told Lily Tilly's going with Aidan.
She never.
That's what I heard.
The what festival?
The music festival over in Ramsbury. Been putting it on for about, 3 years now?
Yeah.
Right. Well, good for Tilly. Now then, George, you get this lot shifted, and then we can stack another load. And then take a well-earned break. Well, Ben and I can, anyway.
Grandad.
Just joking.
Justin, I thought you'd be here by now.
Are you feeling okay, Stella? You sound a little off.
No, I'm fine. I'm feeling just fine. Excited, but, maybe a little bit nervous.
Oh, well, that's a winning combination.
I was hoping you'd be here so we could go over some of the proposals. Did you have a chance to look over what I sent?
I did manage a quick glance. It's been a busy week.
Right.
No, it all looked good to me. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, where are you?
Listen, I'm just leaving now, so why don't you go inside and ask the receptionist to let you into the boardroom and settle down before they start arriving.
Or I could wait for you.
No, you don't want to be late, Stella, and I might be only a few minutes, but every minute counts.
Right. Well, just quickly, Justin, about the statement I'm proposing the board adopt for all the promotional material.
Oh, no, sorry, Stella, Lillian's calling. Gotta go.
Hello, Pip.
Hey, I'm sorry. I know you'll probably be ready to get started soon, but I thought I'd try.
No, I'm glad you did.
Well, look, I won't keep you, but I just wanted to say, knock 'em dead. Oh. Don't take any crap from anyone, and do not worry if they're poker-faced when you're speaking. It's what they do.
Good call. Thank you.
It'll just be the plastic surgery restricting their facial expression.
Probably. Thank you, Pip.
You'll ace it.
Yeah. You know, I'm quite looking forward to the challenge. I'll have them eating out of my hand before you know it.
That's the spirit.
Whoa, Grandad, stop there. Yeah, Josh said they're all going. Lily, Paul, and Freddie said he'd be going too.
I don't know what the big deal is.
Well, the Straw Crows are playing, so we know why Josh is going.
He's still into that girl?
Yep, goes to every gig. Proper fangirling her. You should go to the festival too. I bet they'd let you ride with them. Paul's driving, I think.
Oh, I'm not fussed.
Look, if you're really into her, don't make it so easy for Aidan.
But he's a looker, isn't he? Not that I think he's anything special. Bit tubby, if you ask me.
What, because he hasn't got a six-pack?
Oh, still a bit jealous, Ben.
No, not when the skin is peeling off it, I'm not.
Ready to move on, lads?
That's the lot for this load, Grandad. We need to head back to the stackyard.
All right, Char.
Come on.
Thanks.
So, are you going to go to Ramsbury?
No, not my scene. Besides, I've got to hand this assignment in.
Here we go.
Don't judge. I'm checking for updates, that's all. Need to make another video of the kittens.
Really? Doing what?
What?
They're kittens. They just sleep by their mum or drink milk, that's all. There's nothing to update from this morning.
What's it to you? They're my kittens.
We found them.
Yeah, on my farm.
I'm just saying, they're not chick magnets or clickbait. They're little living creatures.
I ain't harming them, Ben. I'm sharing the joy.
If you say so.
What?
Are you two going to keep squabbling, or are you going to enjoy this glorious sunshine?
Ah, how are you feeling?
Frustrated, for one.
Why?
Justin, were we in the same meeting just now? They talked over me, Martin interrupted me before I could get to my point.
Oh, that was only once.
Well, once is enough to put me off track. And you and Martin didn't help wrangling with Brian over the agenda before we even started.
Oh, Brian always does that. Last-minute additions, it shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, Justin.
Look, you knew this was not going to be a walk in the park.
No, but the board agreed to have a non-executive director for nature, didn't they?
Yes, and now we have you. You have to convince them to take on your proposals, which sounded great, by the way. I meant what I said in the meeting. You must hold our feet to the fire and make us listen.
Well, how? They practically said this was a greenwashing exercise themselves in the meeting.
No, you just have to keep doing what you're doing, Stella.
But I barely got through my prepared material.
Well, you're still left with an agreement for your ecological survey of BLM.
Yes, but...
Look, this was the first meeting with you in post. They were always going to be a bit obstinate in the first instance. But now you don't just have your foot in the door, you have your bottom on a seat at the table.
Mm. Well, when you put it like that...
Look, coming!
Oh, where are you going now?
No, Martin wants us. Come on.
Where?
The second battleground, post-meeting drinks.
Oh, no, really. Not with them. I need to get back anyway. I said to Pip I'd be back for dinner.
Stella, if you leave now, they'll think they have you running scared. Believe me, sometimes more work gets done at after-meeting drinks than in the meeting itself.
Oh.
Come on!
Right, we've got a couple of beers and some fruit ciders.
I'll have a beer, please.
Cheers, Ben.
Cheers. That is just perfect. Thanks, Neil.
Nothing like a cool beer after lugging bales, eh?
Too right. Where's George?
Oh, I sent him indoors to get some more calamine on his back. It looks awful.
Yeah, it does.
It's not funny, though, is it, Ben? I mean, it must be painful.
Oh, beers. That's what I'm talking about.
What's this?
How's the sunburn?
What's this?
Cider.
So how come you've got beers?
Well, I had a couple of beers and a pack of cider.
You snooze, you lose.
So you gave me the cider?
It's nice. It's fruity. What's wrong with you, lad? It's a cold drink on a hot day after all that work. I should enjoy it.
Yeah, but why me? Why not him?
Well, you like cider, don't you?
Rein it in a bit, George. It's just a drink.
No, it's not. You've been having a go at me all day.
What?
Both of you.
Your nana bought the cider because it was on offer at the shop, but I didn't fancy it, so I thought I'd bring it here in case you did.
Here, God, I've only had a glug. Have the beer, mate. Give me the cider. Oh,
that's not the point.
Then what is?
Nothing. What the devil was that about?
Dunno. Girl trouble, I think, Neil. He's just miffed that Tilly hasn't showed up and she's going to that music festival with Aidan.
Well, anyone would think the Button sisters are the only girls in Borsetshire.
I know. Oh, he'll get over it. Cheers.
Hey, Pip.
Hey, Stella. I'm wondering if your post-meeting drink is turning into drinks plural. I've ordered a boatload of Thai food for us. Lottie has asked me to help organise our mate's hen do, and I need help. And the tom yum soup is a bribe.
Oh, I'm shattered. Sorry, I don't think I've got the energy.
But I want to hear all about the board meeting too. How'd it go?
Well, I think, or so I'm told. Even though I feel like I've sold my soul to the devil.
Oh, no.
Slight exaggeration, but it's kind of how I feel. You were spot on with everything you warned me about.
Oh, sorry.
Can't be. They were absolutely poker-faced when they weren't interrupting me, which was often. Justin was useless. Yeah, and I felt so awkward when he and Martin were laying into Brian. I mean, he's my boss. And I'm sitting there while they're griping about something he failed to mention he wanted to add to the agenda. I mean, I can't even remember what it was.
That sounds...
And here's me thinking there would be some gung-ho sisterhood between the women in the room and me. They were worse than the men. I prepared in detail to talk through my four clear goals for the business.
You did?
Social, human, economic, environmental, clear, concise, absolutely relevant to their business and my new role. And I had them asking me if I'm going to expect them all to wear vegan sandals and sell their 4x4s.
They didn't.
They did. You know, I think it was meant to be a joke, but, you know, what? And then Justin goes and drags me along to post-meeting drinks with the same bunch of... Ugh.
Oh, love, I'm so sorry. Look, come over and we can...
No, Pip, I know I said I would, but, you know, I'm at home now. Oh. I just think I need to get out of Hannah's suit and into my PJs.
But you haven't eaten.
Honestly, a piece of toast will do. I just want to get into bed and sleep.
OK. Yep, understood.
Thank you. You've been really sweet.
Yeah, well, sleep well. Enjoy your toast.
I will.
You'll save the world next time. I'm sure of it.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, I doubt it, Pip.
Hi, wir sind Kathi und Christina und wir machen den Lifestyle of Longevity Podcast, den meistgehörten Podcast in Deutschland zum Thema Langlebigkeit.
Du hast einen super beschäftigten Alltag und weißt gar nicht, wie du die Zeit für gesunde Routinen finden sollst? Keine Sorge, wir zeigen dir, wie du mit kleinen Hacks nicht nur idealerweise 110 wirst, sondern auch im Hier und Jetzt viel mehr Energie hast.
Wenn du zum Beispiel wissen möchtest, wie wir dafür unsere Morgenroutinen angepasst haben, höre doch mal in Folge 18 rein. Ansonsten gibt es jeden Donnerstag eine neue Folge des Lifestyle of Longevity Podcasts.
Wir freuen uns, wenn ihr zuhört.